Good afternoon, and welcome once again to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. Glad to have you along on the show today. My guests today are from Perseverance Theater of Juneau. They're here again for a full slate of shows here in Anchorage. And they're opening tonight a play called The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity, written by Christopher Diaz. Opens tonight at the Sydney Lawrence Theater. It performs through the 19th. And my guests today are from that show. We have Art Roach, who is the Artistic Director of Perseverance Theater. Always glad to have you back on the show, Art.
Thank you, Steve.
We also have one of the actors from the show, Jacob Athial, who's playing the part of VP. Welcome to the show, Jacob.
Hey, Steve. How are you?
And so let's just dive right into this show here, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Deity. Every name means something in theater. We know that. Deity means God.
Mm-hmm.
Who wants to jump on this and just talk a little bit about who Chad Deity is? I know it's not the part you're playing, Jacob, but maybe you can tell us about who that person is.
So Chad Deity is this huge wrestler in the wrestling world, and he is a deity. He's played by this fantastic actor, Vimal Cephas, and he is godlike. He shows up where you don't expect him to show up. He just appears, and then he says the most poignant things. The guy who plays it, Vimal, has the most amazing monologues during the entire show, and they impart wisdom and understanding, and they're hysterical. But they also set the tone for the entire place. So he's the aura that hangs over everything. Hence, he's kind of like of a deity.
I see. And the play is about professional wrestling.
Exactly.
And so this is Art, I assume, to be a stage name for him, or...
Well, there's a joke about that. Chad Deity can talk about himself in the third person. He can say, Chad Deity has this, or Chad Deity will get you that. And you don't really mind because he's the champ. He might call him, so he sometimes says, the champ needs this, or the champ wants that. You better rush to get it for him.
Well, that kind of goes together with professional wrestling. The people who are in professional wrestling, they are bigger than life, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
And Jacob, tell us about your character then, the character of YP. VP.
Yeah, you got it. You actually hit it right on the nose. They are bigger than life. And so VP, my character, is about this kid that they find in Brooklyn. He's on a basketball court, and he's bigger than life in real life. These wrestlers kind of turn it on the second they hit the ring, but this is him all the time. And Mace, who's the main lead of our entire play, played by Enrique Bravo, he discovers this young man and says, listen, I think this guy has a chance in the wrestling world. Let's bring him in. And so I play the guy who's kind of introduced into the wrestling world, and they have to try and teach him the moves because I've already got the words.
You're already the character. You just have to have the moves.
Exactly. I can rap. I can dance. I can do all those things. And I can move like anyone, and I can get an audience on my side like no one can, but I don't actually know how to wrestle.
I was going to say, I'm not sure he needs to know the moves. That kind of comes up in the show, too, is that to get him the job, they have to figure out what they're going to call him, what his persona is going to be, and that's the challenge. It's teaching him to wrestle comes up later, and wait a minute, he needs to actually have some moves.
Right, and they actually end up working down the track a whole bunch, and then right at the end they get, wait, can this kid wrestle? And this is about, a week before I'm supposed to hit the stage.
Well, in this play, the character of Mace, you say he's the lead, and Ricky plays that part. Tell us about that character, because he has a really interesting role to play in this world, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Art, go ahead.
Sure. Well, he's the character that the playwright based the play around. And Chris Diaz is an Hispanic writer who grew up in the Bronx and in the 80s loved wrestling. So there's a little bit of, if Chris had been a wrestler, maybe this was his what if, a geek like me had been a wrestler. I wouldn't have been the winner. I would have been the guy that, takes the fall. So he imagines what would that be like to be the guy that has to lose so that the champ can remain undefeated. And that's who Enrique plays. So Enrique has got this challenge. If you've seen him on stage, he played Atticus Finch last year. He's been in many, many great roles, Brick and Cat on Hot Tin Roof. He has to play an uncharismatic man. Which
is a challenge.
For any actor, really, because it's all. But he pulls it off really quite beautifully. And he's just got a lot of questions. He loves his job, but he really has a lot of questions about what makes it all possible. And he just asks them, sometimes just out to us, and sometimes he'll talk to his friend VP and every once in a while he'll actually, you know, confront the champ or his boss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're saying this, his role in professional wrestling, he's a professional loser.
Right. Exactly.
He's like that poor basketball team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters all the time.
He's right? That guy. Yeah.
He's that guy.
He's that guy.
But you've got to be good to lose, don't you?
Oh,
better,
you're hitting it right on the head.
Yeah, you got it. You've got it.
This is actually what we were talking about before, about the secret of wrestling. About, they used to talk about how none of this was fake, but the real secret about wrestling is these huge champs that they make all the toys over and all that stuff. They need to be charismatic, but it ends there. They don't really need to know how to fight really well. The really great ones that are getting beaten up every single week, it's the same thing in theater, actually. It takes a lot more effort to look like you are getting beaten up than to actually beat someone up. If I was to throw a punch at someone, I would just swing my arm about half a foot in front of their face. But the rest of the work is theirs. They're the ones that have to collapse backwards and hit their thigh at the same time that I hit their face and all that. And they have to do so much more work in all of it. So this is about Mace, who is this incredible wrestler. But the truth is Chad Didi can't really fight. But then we keep seeing these fights where Chad Didi wins and Mace gets flung around the ring. We have an actual Mace in the show. Richard J. Carter is a fantastic actor, but the rest of us get these huge elaborate entrances with the lights and the music and people are screaming and it's excitement. And then there's this one guy who has to really know how to wrestle, and he plays three different characters that all have to go out and fight and be amazing fighters.
And get their butts kicked.
Exactly, exactly. So we actually have a Mace in the show.
For those just tuning in, we're talking about Perseverance's play, The Elaborate Entrance of Chad Didi by Christopher Diaz. Did I pronounce that name correct?
Sounds good.
Something like that. My guests are Art Roach and Jacob Ethial, who's an actor in the show VP. The world of professional wrestling, it's a lot like theater. And for a long time, in that world, they did not want to admit that it was. And I hate to use the word fake because it's not fake. It's like saying theater is fake. Theater
right,
is
exactly.
The ultimate reality. So in performing as an actor, performing as a person who is performing as a fighter, Jacob, you've got to bring a lot of skill sets to just get to that character, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Completely. And mind you, fake to an extent, all the blows are real. So the blows hurt. And you do have to bring that aspect. There's this one line. It's my favorite line in the show. And Enrique says it at Mace. It's, don't dismiss my art form for being predetermined unless you're ready to dismiss a ballet for the swan already knowing it's going to wind up dead.
That is a wonderful line because it is. You know how it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's the journey you're on. It's the enjoyment. We live in the moment in theater. I imagine people who go see professional wrestling are living in that moment. They know that Chad's going to win.
Sure.
But it was how he wins is the magic.
Exactly. It's dance.
And I understand, speaking of dance, the set you have put into this theater is like a...
No, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's magnificent, yeah.
And Art, you have a background. And did you design the set, Art?
Greg Mitchell designed the set and the lights together, and the lights are a tour de force. I mean, all the design in this is fantastic. The costumes have all these jokes about old-time wrestlers in them, and the sound design is outstanding. So the whole thing is a feast for the eye and the ear.
Well, spoil it for those who haven't seen the show. Of course, it opens tonight, but you've taken over the first, what would be the orchestra pit of the theater. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're doing it more or less in the round. So there's a seating section that you can buy if you want to sit on the stage and look through the ring and see the rest of that. And it's a really unique kind of place to sit, like the Royal Box or something. And there's seats on the side, too. And then the ring itself is in the middle of where the front three rows of seats are and the orchestra pit is. So we've removed the pit extension and then put it's a stage-built wrestling ring, but it has the spring to it and it has the canvas surface. I mean, it has all the things you need because these moves are only safe if you have certain things to work with, like the ropes have to be tight enough and bouncy enough, and the floor has to give in a certain way, and the wrestler's feet have to have grip on the surface. So it all had to be, it wasn't just what it looked like, it was how it actually worked.
Well, Jacob, I imagine that you had to have this set in place for rehearsals from the very beginning or not. Did you Are there any bruises you have from rehearsing?
Oh, there are so many bruises that we have. luckily, the thing is, most of the cast is pretty dark-skinned, so you can't really see too many of our bruises. But the one guy that gets beaten up the most is a white man, and so you see everything on the poor boy. It does have a certain amount of give, but at the same time, we have actors that are being thrown down from 7 feet in the air. So even with that give, it is significantly painful. When we rehearsed, we put out cushion mats, and we did it on those, and then we slowly worked our way up to the ring.
Well, do you have any background in this type of physical theater or physical fighting?
So I've done theater for a long time, but I'm an MMA fighter. And it's MMA's mixed martial arts.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
So you've actually been in the ring?
I've been in a ring of sorts. And the weird thing is that is completely different from what we're doing in the ring. Because there you're actually making contact with people and all that. Here in theater, it's all communication. And so you make eye contact before anything happens.
Exactly.
Everything is perfectly planned. You don't figure out, hey, why don't I throw something new in today?
Well, that brings up the question, since your background is in mixed martial arts, where you are trying to lay a blow, you are trying hurt someone, did you have to go through a retraining process to get out of that, to get into the stage?
It's awful, yeah.
Do you actually want to hit someone?
I don't want to. It ends up just being a reaction. Luckily, I've been trained in stage combat for a while, so they weren't throwing down all the walls when it happened. And I can keep the two worlds separate. When I'm in a show, I don't do MMA because I can't really show up for a call with a black eye. it's not a good look. And so those things, it's actually surprisingly easy. I'm not going to lie. It's two completely different worlds. And this way, the rest of my cast, they're in this show especially, they're all my brothers. So they're my best friends. I know them. I love them. In MMA, you kind of just meet them on the day.
Mm-hmm. You know, Art Jacob is kind of sounding like his character, VP here. Pretty confident.
he's well cast.
I'm frankly not even acting in the show.
What's been the challenging thing about this play? And that's kind of a trite question to ask, but it seems like this show has so many challenging aspects, above and beyond just the combat aspect of it.
Well, it's hard to produce, of course, because you need five good actors. Four of them have to be able to do this physical work, which is really challenging, and it has to be staged in a way that it can be maintained, and then you have to build the set and stuff. It's also hard just to communicate what it is. I mean, people hear a play about wrestling and think, oh, I don't know if I like wrestling, but it's also an Obie Award winner, and it was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and it's an extremely well-written, well-crafted piece of theater. So if you love good plays, just come and give it a chance, and you'll hear some loud music and see some fight choreography, but it is a story of this guy Mace and his friend VP as they negotiate this odd world.
Well, in any play, there has to be the play. There has to be the story, the characters, no matter what. And so it sounds like you've got some good actors, some good fighting, some good music, incredible set. And we open tonight and run through the 19th at the Sidney Lawrence Theater down at the Performing Arts Center. I want to thank my guests, Jacob Athiol, who's playing the part of VP, and Art Roach, who is the artistic director of Perseverance Theater, putting on the elaborate entrance of Chad Deity. And it sounds like a really fascinating show. Thanks for being on our show here at Stage Talk.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.